Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Qatar agree to elevate bilateral ties to strategic partnership. Decide to double trade between the two countries to $28 billion annually in next 5 years. U.S. and Russian officials decide to appoint teams to negotiate end to Ukraine war during high-level talks in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Center releases grants of over 562 crore rupees to strengthen rural local bodies in Punjab, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh. BJP registers landslide victory in local body polls in Gujarat, winning 60 out of 68 municipalities. In FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian men's team takes on Germany in Bhubaneswar. Women's team loses to Spain 3-4. And in Women's Premier League cricket, match between Gujarat Giants and Mumbai Indians underway in Vadodara. And now the news in detail. India and Qatar today agreed to elevate their bilateral relations to a strategic partnership. An agreement in this regard was signed between the two countries following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi. Briefing media in the national capital this evening, Secretary for Consular, Passport, Visa and Overseas Indian Affairs in the External Affairs Ministry, Arun Kumar Chatterjee, said, "The talks between Prime Minister Modi and the Emir of Qatar focused on strengthening trade, energy, investments, innovation, technology, food security, culture and people-to-people ties. During the talks, both the leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest." Mr. Chatterjee said two agreements and five MOUs were signed during the state visit of the Emir of Qatar. He said the first agreement is on the establishment of a bilateral strategic partnership. A revised double taxation avoidance agreement was also signed between the two countries. Mr. Chatterjee said both the sides have also signed MOUs on economic partnership, cooperation in the area of archives and documentation, and youth affairs and sports. The secretary said the two countries have also agreed to double trade between the two countries to $28 billion annually in the next 5 years.
Both sides have today agreed to elevate the relationship to a strategic partnership, and India and Qatar have signed an agreement in this regard. Trade, investment and energy were among the major topics of discussion between the two leaders today. The trade today between India and Qatar is about US$14 billion annually. Both sides have agreed to set a target to double this in the next 5 years. Qatar is also an important partner for investments in India.
Mr. Chatterjee said both the leaders today identified a number of areas in which Qatar's sovereign wealth fund, Qatar Investment Authority, can increase investments in India.
The Qatar's sovereign wealth fund, the Qatar Investment Authority, currently has about US$1.5 billion FDI in India in sectors like retail, power, IT, education, health, affordable housing. Both leaders today identified a number of areas in which the Qatar Investment Authority can increase investments in India. This includes infrastructure, ports, shipbuilding, energy, including renewable energy, smart cities, food parks, startups, and new technologies such as artificial intelligence, robotics, and machine learning.
The Emir of Qatar was accorded a ceremonial welcome on the forecourts of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Later in the evening, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar called on the Emir of Qatar in New Delhi. The discussions between the two leaders highlighted various aspects of bilateral relations, including energy, trade, investment, culture and people-to-people ties. US and Russia today decided to appoint teams to negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine during high-level talks held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The talks marked the first discussions between the two countries aimed at paving the way for a potential peace deal to end the Ukraine war. During the talks, the Russian side was represented by Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Chief Policy Advisor Yuri Ushakov, while U.S. delegation consisted of Secretary of State Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, and West Asia Envoy Steve Witkoff. However, Ukraine and European leaders were not part of the talks. During the meeting, both the countries agreed on four principles. Talking to media after the talks, U.S. Secretary of State said the two countries will appoint a high-level team to help negotiate and work towards the end of the conflict in Ukraine. He said both sides also agreed to re-establish the functionality of their respective missions in Washington and Moscow. Mr. Rubio said the five people present in today's meeting will remain engaged in this process to ensure it moves forward productively.
To initiate a process that could bring about an end to this conflict. And from that could emerge some very positive things. For 3.5 years while this conflict has raged, or 3 years while it's raged, no one else has been able to bring something together like what we saw today, because Donald Trump is the only leader in the world that can. So no one is being sidelined here. But President Trump is in a position that he campaigned on to initiate a process that could bring about an end to this conflict. And from that could emerge some very positive things for the United States, for Europe, for Ukraine, for the world. But first it begins by the end of this conflict. And so the only thing President Trump's trying to do is bring about peace. It's what he campaigned on. It's something the world should be thanking President Trump for doing.
Speaking to media, Russian Foreign Minister said the talks went well and there was a serious conversation on all issues.
Well, to prevent any attempts to disrupt this resumption of relationships between Russia and US, we need to continue. And after this meeting, I can say that it's been quite a success. The conceptual approach to further steps, it was laid down by the presidents during their phone call. And we felt great attitude and willingness of our American counterparts to push this forward actively, and we're going to do the same.
Back home, the central government has released the 15th Finance Commission grants of over 562 crore rupees for rural local bodies in Punjab, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh. The Panchayati Raj Ministry said these grants provided to the Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies play a crucial role in strengthening grassroots democracy. The ministry said Punjab gets over 225 crore rupees, Chhattisgarh over 244 crore and Uttarakhand received more than 93 crore rupees during 2024-25 for strengthening rural governance. The unemployment rate for people aged 15 years and above in urban areas dipped to 6.4% in the October-December quarter. The unemployment rate in the December quarter of current financial year was 6.5%. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation said labor force participation rate in urban areas among persons of age 15 years and above has increased to 50.4% in October-December quarter 2024. It was from 49.9% during October-December quarter in 2023. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has stated that the centre is working for the benefit of all sections of the society, leading to significant improvements in citizens' lives. He made these remarks while addressing the launch of the National Geospatial Knowledge-Based Land Survey of Urban Habitations, or NAKSHA, pilot project at Raisen in Madhya Pradesh today. Talking about farmers' welfare, the minister said the government has decided to cover the transportation cost for farmers who wish to sell their produce in other locations.
राज्य सरकार की एजेंसी के माध्यम से या नेफेड के माध्यम से जो किसान अपने फसल को आलू प्याज टमाटर अगर बाहर ले जाके बेचना चाहेगा तो ले जाने का जो ट्रांसपोर्टेशन का जो भाड़ा लगता है वो सरकार देगी ताकि अच्छी जगह जाके अगर रेट ठीक मिले तो टमाटर वहां बेच दे.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The BJP registered a landslide victory in local body polls in Gujarat today. The party has won 60 out of a total of 68 municipalities. The Samajwadi Party secured 2, while Congress won just 1 municipality in the state. Counting of votes was held today for the elections to Junagadh Municipal Corporation, 66 municipal corporations and 3 taluk panchayats, as well as midterm polls of 2 municipal corporations and by-elections of taluka and district panchayats, where polling was held on 16th of February. More from our correspondent.
BJP has once again assumed the reign of power in Junagadh Municipal Corporation. Out of the 60 seats, BJP has won 48, Congress won, while an independent candidate has won one seat. Out of the 68 municipalities, the BJP has managed to win 60 municipalities. However, the state BJP president C.R. Patil has claimed victory in 65 municipalities. The party has also emerged victorious in all the three taluka panchayats, for which voting was also held on 16th of this month. Out of the more than 2,000 seats of various local self-government bodies, 213 seats were declared unopposed before the elections, after which 5,084 candidates were in the fray in these polls. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Gujarat for blessing the BJP with their support in the local body polls held across the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Gujarat's bond with the BJP is not only unbreakable, but also getting stronger by the day." He said this is yet another victory for politics of development. The Prime Minister said it is humbling how the people of Gujarat are time and again reposing their faith in the BJP. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the administration in Jammu and Kashmir to ensure full implementation of the three new criminal laws in the Union Territory by April. Chairing a review meeting on the implementation of the three new criminal laws in the Union Territory in the presence of Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said that optimum use of technology should be made to ensure speedy justice under the three new criminal laws. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today stressed the importance of Hajj pilgrims' well-being and physical fitness ahead of their spiritual journey. Speaking at the Hajj Walkathon 2025 at Jamia Millia Islamia University in New Delhi, the minister highlighted the efforts of Delhi Hajj Committee Chairperson Kausar Jahan and her team in ensuring pilgrims are prepared for the extreme heat in Makkah and Medina. And now news from the Mahakumbh Mela underway in Prayagraj. The grand event continues to draw a huge number of devotees, with a total of over 1 crore 15 lakh people having taken the holy dip in the Triveni Sangam by 6 this evening. 55 crore 46 lakh devotees have taken the sacred bath in the Sangam so far. Meanwhile, a unique initiative has been undertaken in Unnao district of Uttar Pradesh. Prisoners at the Unnao district jail were given a holy bath after water from the Mahakumbh was brought to the prison complex. We have a report.
Hundreds of prisoners at the Unnao district jail were handed a unique opportunity to take a holy dip in the Mahakumbh waters despite being locked up. Special arrangements were made by the jail administration in the jail itself after water was brought in from the Sangam and mixed in the prison's water tank. Superintendent of the Unnao district jail, Pawan Singh, told in an exclusive to Akashwani News that he had gone to bathe in the Mahakumbh and while returning, he brought the water of the holy Sangam with him. The jail superintendent informed that on Friday, this arrangement will be made in all the jails of Uttar Pradesh and prisoners will be given a bath with the holy water brought from the Mahakumbh. The prisoners were seen excited to be part of the Mahakumbh while bathing in the water of the holy confluence and chanting the praises of River Ganga. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
In the Hockey FIH Pro League, the match between Indian men's team and Germany is underway at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar. Earlier in the day, Indian women's team suffered a 3-4 defeat at the hands of Spain at the same venue. In Women's Premier League cricket, match between Gujarat Giants and Mumbai Indians is underway at Vadodara. Gujarat have set a target of 121 runs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Qatar agree to elevate bilateral ties to strategic partnership, decide to double trade between the two countries to $28 billion annually in next 5 years. US and Russian officials decide to appoint teams to negotiate end to Ukraine war in Riyadh. Center releases grants of over 562 crore rupees to strengthen rural local bodies in Punjab, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh. In FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian men's team takes on Germany in Bhubaneswar. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.